Today, we interview Bill Reese. He's an upcoming author with Dave Campbell, and he's already an old hand at writing games in Silverlight. Today, he talks about the business of writing games for Silverlight. How do you get a Silverlight game noticed? Where do game engines fit into the mix? This and more coming up on the Sparkling Client Podcast.
Bill Reese, welcome to the Sparkling Client Podcast.
Well, thank you.
Now, I'd like to talk about the business of game development for Silverlight. One thing I really hope is true, and I'd like to check in with you about it, is Silverlight going to be a realistic platform for independent shops, meaning, you know, say even 1 to 3 people in those shops, to develop games for Silverlight? Is that going to be a possibility?
Yeah, I think that's a perfect platform for the small game shops because, first of all, they're going to want the exposure of being able to put their game out easily on the web and let people play it. And the games that I've developed so far, it's just been me, pretty much.
Really? So I find that interesting. The games up on your website, those have mostly been developed only by you?
Yes. And Dr. Popper was my first attempt at an XNA game, and then I went ahead and got that working in Silverlight 2, and that was the first game I did. An interesting one is Stack Attack, which I developed for the DevEx Silverlight Game Contest, and the interesting thing on that was that I found out about the contest literally about a week before it was over, and Tim Heeler was blogging about the game contest, and he referred to my game programming blog for people to get tips on how to write their games, and so I figured since he called me out on that, I better write a game for that contest. So literally in a few evenings, not even the weekends, and I had a week to do it, I wrote a complete game from scratch in maybe 20 hours or something like that for that contest.
Wow.
So, and that's just a good indication of how productive you can be writing games for Silverlight.
Yeah, I think that is particularly interesting. Just as an aside here for a second, wow, that's tremendous. So I would expect then that we're actually going to have people writing these sort of games because, quite frankly, I mean, I think a lot of us as developers sort of have this built-in desire to build games that we know, you know, and on most platforms they're too difficult. But I think if we have developers on Silverlight, they're going to sort of live out that desire to write games. And I guess, how do you see people getting their games noticed? Because presumably there are going to be a lot out there. Would you have some advice as to how people would get their games out and a little more popular?
Before getting into that for a second, just
sure.
I think that one thing we're going to see on game development with Silverlight is that I think there's going to be a lot of activity in creating game engines that people can use and use at least these core frameworks that will help them even get them done a bit quicker to get them working with Silverlight. And then for things like, let's say, a high scoreboard and things like that and whatever, that's not the sort of thing you're going to want to rewrite from scratch. You know, every game developer out there is going to need something similar for a high scoreboard and that sort of stuff. So hopefully there'll be a lot of community activity to help the Silverlight game developer out. Now back to how to get noticed.
Actually, if I can take us down a rabbit hole just for a second here. In terms of game engines, do you see those potentially as being commercial enterprises or do you see those as very much being the sort of open public projects that we have right now?
It's hard to say. I would think at least at first until there is a large amount of interest in Silverlight development and game development, Silverlight in particular, I would think that a lot of it would be community-based, at least at first, and grassroots-type efforts. And then, you know, who knows? I guess the way these things work, once if somebody creates a good community-based engine, then, you know, they may take it and have a premium version at some point or whatever. And I would probably guess that that would be the way that those game engines would probably go, is probably growing from a community into a more of a real product.
Great, great. So now back to how exactly do you get a Silverlight game noticed?
One thing that I've been able to do with mine is post them to Silverlight.net Gallery. The Silverlight.net site is the official Microsoft site for Silverlight developers. And whether it's a game or any type of Silverlight application, you can submit it up there and make it available to everybody to come play it. For example, my Dr. Popper Silverlight game, the source code for it alone has been downloaded over 10,000 times. So there's some definite interest there when it comes to developing these games in Silverlight. The other thing is that there's plenty of flashlights out there right now for games that you can submit your game and make it available to people, and you get part of the advertising or you get a licensing fee or whatever. And so I would anticipate that we'd see some of those type of sites popping up for Silverlight as well.
Well, that might be a bit of what you're doing with Blue Rose Games.
Yeah, well, that is kind of the thought process in Blue Rose Games. The interesting thing at this point is that it seems that my daytime employer has been taking some interest in game development lately, so we may be doing something more official when it comes to making an avenue for Silverlight Games, but nothing to announce at this time.
Ah, okay. That'll be interesting, and I'll keep my ears open for that. So back to how else to get your game noticed.
Well, probably one of the best ways right now is, like I mentioned, there was the DevEx Silverlight Game Contest.
Mm-hmm.
My employer, Team Zone Sports, is actually running a game contest right now that's running through September 8th. It's a Silverlight Game Contest for developing a sports-themed Silverlight game. And if this contest goes well, we're definitely planning on running some more after that. I think that's one great way to get noticed, and even if you don't win, then you at least get your name out there, you get your game out there, and then if people like what you're doing, you know, can get some interest from other Silverlight game sites.
Well, that's a very interesting point, because one thing that sort of kept me from contests in general in the past has been, well, you know, if you come in second place, a lot of time there's not much exposure, but if you were to join this contest, and even if you don't win, there's going to be some exposure for those games?
Yeah, definitely some exposure for those games, and also, since our plans look like they're going to include working with Silverlight game developers going forward, then this is a great shot to show us what you got.
Mm.
And the other thing is that with this contest and typically with the other game contests I've seen, you keep ownership of the game. We're allowed to run it on our site, but you can do whatever you want with it outside of that. So you can put it on your own site. And, you know, even if you don't win, then you have a good game to put on your own site to drive traffic.
Very interesting. Now, I've also heard that you're very busy working on a book. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that's been an ongoing process for a while. Always heard that it's a lot of effort to write a book, but until you're really into it, you really don't know how much is really involved in that. Overall, I hope at the end of this, I'm happy to say that I worked on this book. But it's a beginning development book for Silverlight, and the publisher is Manning Publications. They do the in-action series that are very popular for some other technologies, and this is a new series for them that's called the Hello series, and there's also Flexbooks coming out in the series and some others, but it's different in that it's targeted at beginners, and it also takes a lighthearted approach and also incorporates some other elements into it that are not typical to books that you'd see out there, but hopefully it'll just be a fun book that people can enjoy and get some good value out of it.
Yeah, so I'm wondering, those extra little elements, are they going to have anything to do with game programming?
Well, it's definitely one of the things I really wanted to do in this book, because I think game programming is a major thing in Silverlight. With any platform, I think that game development seems to push the envelope, and it also seems to push people downloading the plugin. And, you know, Flash-based games were a big part of, you know, how they've got to 90-something percent installed on machines. So yeah, I think game development is very important, and so it's a part of this book. Actually, the final two chapters of the book are going to be to create a simple game from start to finish.
Oh, really?
And that sample will be included with for download from the Manning site with step-by-step game creation start to finish for a simple game.
So interesting. So this is going to be a book presumably for people who have never touched Silverlight but maybe are experienced with .NET, and they're going to pick it up and by the end have written a complete Silverlight game.
Among other things, we're also tackling animations and data binding and getting data from the server, XAML in general, and the basics of XAML. So overall, it should give a very good foundation for the different things involved in Silverlight programming for someone who hasn't been exposed to Silverlight before.
Great. Well, I'm looking forward to it. Bill, thank you so much for being on the Sparkling Client podcast.
Well, thank you for having me, Eric. I appreciate it.